reminder to media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches this morning. Now, welcome on to the call, the head coach of the William & Mary Tribe, Mike London. Good morning, Coach London.
Good morning, Rob. How you doing?
I'm well. Congratulations to you and your guys. A very impressive win on Saturday as you roll over Rhode Island, 55-19. What impressed you with the way your team played?
Yeah, I appreciate that. I thought it was a great effort, you know, overall kind of three-phase effort from our guys. It was good to see our run game work in terms of being very competitive. I believe we set a school record as far as rush is concerned and close to almost 600 total yards. So it was good to see, you know, the level of hard work that's been going on, particularly the last few weeks, even given the 5-overtime win against Elon, but also to watch it, you know, kind of bring itself to an opportunity to be successful on the field. Defensive, we talked before about turnovers and how we started out the season kind of really doing really well at that and then kind of went through a lull. But the ability to get 4 turnovers was critical for us. And in those stops was also them going 1-for-4 on fourth downs. And a lot of those fourth down stops ended scoring opportunities. So that was significant. And special teams-wise, you know, a guy like Bill Murray, who's an outstanding defensive player in his own right, had a chance to block 2 extra points with great effort. So it was good to see, you know, we're better together. There's a real sense of optimism in terms of having the opportunity to have 1-2 games in a row and in the style and the fashion of the previous one. But also just, you know, guys, you know, you talk about freshmen, the best thing about them, they get a chance to get older and better. And you look at our team, our quarterback, Donovan Lester, Bronson Yoder, Kane Everson, all those guys are young guys that are significant in our point production, but also infused with some older guys that have done a good job of adopting them into our team and our culture and creating an opportunity for us to be successful, hopefully, these last few games. So it's been good to watch just the mindset and how guys have played together and watching, you know, young men make plays out there. And I'd say the last thing, Rob, is that the game, the culmination, or even the thing that's more important than the game itself was Mark Williamson and his opportunity to meet up with his bone marrow recipient. It was emotional the Friday before, and obviously game day it was. But to have the opportunity for the two of them to meet, our team to get around the families, and the significance of giving back to other people was truly amazing. You know, my daughter Tyson was there. She met everyone there as well. And, you know, the bone marrow transplant that she and I had. So it was, you know, the game was critically important, but all the other things are why you do things. And you talk about, you know, being a human being, understanding that a lot of people out there with needs was something that was truly a special weekend for us.
What did you feel? Obviously, that was a very emotional scene, and it had to have been incredibly emotional for Mark. But what do you feel like the impact on your whole team was to see that take place?
It was awesome because what you feel you saw and you felt raw emotion. You saw a mother very thankful for the gift of life, and standing there, I knew how that felt to the core of me, having gone through that 16 years beforehand. But you also saw that, you know, the game in itself is important, and the importance we put behind it, who we're playing and how we're playing. But you also put the importance of being out in front with donating your time, your resources, your energy, and knowing that, you know, that one of our guys was identified as a perfect match for a young man that was able to come up and visit and spend some time with us. And now have created that bond that will forever be solidified, and our guys having a chance to see that will hopefully now you'll step out and be more courageous, be more, again, more involved with our community, surrounding community, and nationally, particularly with the Andy Talley bone marrow match, or be the match in and of itself. So it was the culmination of a really good weekend, Rob. Whether we won or lost the game, just the fact that you know, unifying those two individuals and seeing the raw emotion of it was really big.
You touched on a school record 462 yards rushing in that game, but that's three games in a row now for your team with over 200 yards on the ground. What's been the big difference and what's really clicking to allow you to do that?
I believe we're kind of getting the schemes and understanding, you know, how to create those holes that the offensive linemen make and our running backs being able to tempo run and do some things that we're dedicated in trying to get the extra yardage. Offensive line always gets the credit. Coach Marion and the staff has done a good job of putting game plans together to affect, in essence, what the defense is doing. And then just guys getting opportunities. As we talked about, Donovan Lester, true freshman, but also Owen Wright has done a great job. And Bronson Yoder has now, you know, been in the backfield, a ball-in-the-hand guy that we talk about. So just the consistency over the last few weeks of the O-line and the running backs and our running and our quarterback being able to run the ball as well has been something that's been significant for us.
Got an immediate question, Q, if you'll get that for us, Alexander.
We have a question from Mark Berman from the Roanoke Times. Your line's open.
Good morning. Congrats on the last win there. Wanted to get your perspective on something. With Bud Foster retiring at season's end at Virginia Tech, obviously when you were at Virginia, you went up against him as a head coach with him being the defensive coordinator. Just kind of want to get your perspective. What was that like, you know, to kind of prepare during the week when Bud Foster's the opposing defensive coordinator and to kind of go up again during a game when Bud Foster's the opposing defensive coordinator?
Well, first of all, Bud Foster, I have a tremendous amount of respect for Bud. We know each other very well, and I would consider ourselves friends. We're competitive in this profession, as you know, but there's a story behind who he is, not as just a coach, but as a husband and a father and a guy that's influenced so many lives of young men that he's been responsible for, the coaches that he's had a chance to mentor and be around. So, you know, my hat goes off to Bud, and I wish him well. You know, we still have communicated over the years, even post my Virginia years, because that's what kind of man he is. And you know, we've seen each other, and had a chance to, you know, to talk about different issues, about life and about as college football has gone on. But more than anything, I have a tremendous amount of respect for him, and I know that there's a lot of people that at the Virginia Tech that appreciate all he's done throughout his entire career there. So my hat goes off to Bud.
I know you were a defense coordinator yourself back in the day. Is that how the friendship started, I guess? Or what was it about him and you that clicked there?
No, you know, real quick, I know we got a limited amount of time. Actually, when I was at University of Richmond as an assistant, and I happened to Coach Beamer happened to bring me up for an interview up there, and Bud was obviously the coordinator there. We met, we talked about life, we talked about some similar situations that we were both going through, and kind of connected from that standpoint. So it's a football bond, but it's also just, you know, from kind of a humanistic thing about some of the same interests, some of the people that we know, the people we've been around and been influenced by. And as I said, I consider Bud a good friend, and I wish the best, nothing but the best for him.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mike, your final home game on Saturday against the Towson team that is coming in with some momentum as you've taken an early look at the Tigers. What are some of the challenges they'll present for you?
Well, I tell you, Rob's done a really good job with his football team, his football program. Rob is another guy that I've known for a long time, have a tremendous amount of respect for, a good football coach with a program that he's built that has his signature. Flacco, the quarterback, he's an outstanding player. I mean, he can extend plays, he can run the ball, he can throw the ball, he's got football IQ. He touches the ball 100% of the time, but he can facilitate it to the playmakers that he's also surrounded himself with. So, offensively they do a good job of just doing a lot of really good things, spreading the ball around, but having the guy that touches the ball really makes it all go. And then, you know, defensively they get after it. You know, they're up there in terms of interceptions and getting after people and creating those third long situations. And, you know, just have a great group of skill guys that can extend the field and change the field positions for them. So, again, like I said, Flacco, he's everything is advertised. against all opponents. When they played Florida, they played a little bit of everybody. He's been successful and very, very talented in what he's done for his team. So they're a great football team, you know, top 25. It's our seniors' last go-around, last home game, regular season home game, and so there'll be emotions there as well. But, you know, there's a tremendous amount of respect for this team that's coming in this Saturday.
All right, Mike, thanks as always for your time here this morning, and I look forward to talking again next week.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks.